If you have just joined the show, Dana, I have to give you this. You were very brave to admit your naughty dreams on yesterday's show.
I'm not shy in lots of facets of life, but I don't mind sharing that stuff because I honestly don't think it's my subconscious. I don't think it means that much.
Well,
I had a naughty dream about an Australian hip-hop artist called Illy. He put an album out on Friday, and I think I listened to him after the show, like the whole album, so I think that's why he was in my mind.
It was a very steamy dream.
Mm.
So we thought this morning we'd try and clear some of it up for you and find out what it really actually means. So we've got our resident psychologist. Her name's Kim Kalusak. She joins us on the phone this morning. Hello, Kim.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
A little nervous, to be honest, to find out if these mean anything.
Well, I'm a bit worried because last time we spoke, Harry was going on a date and now we're talking about your sexy dreams, Dana.
Yeah, the tables have turned. So Kim, do these naughty dreams, do they kind of mirror our desires in reality?
Well, I guess the first thing that we have to understand is that dreams always happen in our REM sleep. So, you know, when we go to bed, you start awake. We go into our REM sleep, which is our rapid eye movement sleep. Then we go into a light sleep and a deep sleep. So your REM sleep when you dream is, I guess, a bit like being in your brain zombie land. You know, you're not awake and you're not asleep. So there's a lot of stuff happening at a subconscious level. So, you know, our original kind of founding forefather, Freud, would say that, you know, Dana, this is sort of some suppressed wish that's playing out in your brain.
No.
I don't think it's suppressed.
However, modern day, we actually believe that dreams are symbolic, and so that it's not actually, you know, about the physical representation of what you see and remember, but it's about the symbol of what that dream represents.
So do you think
make you feel better?
Mate, what's the symbol of this dream? What's my internal desire?
Well, you know, your brain has selected to have a sexy dream about a famous person, and that's really quite a common dream. So, you know, it may be that, you know, somewhere deep within your brain wants excitement. You know, you might be looking for more power by being, you know, well known. So it's the symbol of the person.
Oh my goodness.
So it's very egotistical as well.
Are these common though, Kim? Is it common for adults to have these naughty dreams? Or am I unusual?
I'm sure Harry as a male can tell you that. You know, every teenage boy has experienced a wet dream. You know, it's the sexy dream starts when we're teenagers. So it's a very natural part of being a human being. And at some point, most people go there. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's in your subconscious. It's not under your control. So it's very natural.
So in saying that, is it quite normal for someone who's married to have a naughty dream about someone else?
Look, it is. And again, it comes back to that symbolism. So, you know, if I'm in a long-term marriage and I'm thinking of having sex with a celebrity and that's all very exciting, you know, I need to really think about the dream. Maybe I want to really, you know, pep my own sex life up. Yeah. And that's how it represents in my dreams. Sometimes, you know, we might dream about having sex with our boss and that might be a craving for, you know, not feeling like I've got enough power in my life. So, you know, it's quite normal that a sexy dream isn't even really about sex itself.
So it's symbolism. So it's not going to be awkward if I meet Illy and I bring this up because it's my subconscious, right?
I think you'll probably be safe. So.
Oh, don't encourage it, Kim.
Probably about as safe as if I meet Chris Hemsworth.
Thanks for joining us, Kim, for deciphering my deepest, darkest desires.
Not a problem, guys.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.